Good evening, Atlanta. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with In the Thick of It by Eloise Laws, I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan, Have Mercy by Raja, Evolution, Olita Adams, Early Libra, Billy Cobham, Kamal Scott, and Roberta Flack, Trade Winds. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I am so thankful and so grateful that you prefer to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am really, really thankful for you all, and particularly for the ones of you all who have shown your support for this program in WRFG by making your pledges during our marathon, by coming in and volunteering, by really making this station your own. We would not be able to make this work without you. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with opportunity to really come into greater degrees of harmonization, the unity in the community, by consciously affirming and declaring and reminding us of our absolute truth, that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence and whose presence is absolute and supreme. It's beginningless and endless. It's infinite and eternal. There has never been a time when it was not. It has no creator. It just is the isness of all of existence itself. And there's never been a time on the planet where there were those who had no knowledge of it, no awareness of it, no attunement to it. We are in a now moment where the progression of errors that has been initiated through those who are very young in their evolutionary development as immortal souls have come to a point and place where they've created such distraction and distortion and dysfunction and degradation and whatnot that we would question sometimes whether there is a creator. They say, well, if there's a God, then why is all of this happening? And so there is a need for us to really clarify and to have a greater understanding, and resolute standing with that which is absolute truth, that we have to go far beyond the limited frames of reference that we've gotten from the boxes that we've been socialized and cultivated to maintain as our identity. And they said, oh, well, you know, protect your identity. But identity theft happened thousands and thousands of years ago. It has nothing to do with your social security number and all of that. It has more to do with who you are and your awareness of who and what you are as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And that's what this programming is about, is to remind us, is to encourage us, is to inspire us to come to a point and place where we will, in our most private and personal moments with ourselves, realize that we can never truly be alone. Realize that everywhere that we are, the intelligence of existence is there, for it is always present, never absent, all pervasive. It fills all spaces, and it is that which breathes us. It is that which beats our heart. It's the intelligence for which and by which we have been divinely designed to function, and our divine functioning as intelligences of existence is what we have to embrace and what we have to remember and what we have to activate within ourselves in order to really come to a point and place where we have leverage over the systems of oppression, suppression, depression that have put us in a position where we have been robbed truly of the wealth of ourselves, that the morality and the ethics and the conscientiousness and the care and the love and the true nature of who we be as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, that we are having to really, really apply ourselves wholeheartedly, intensely, without any distraction, in order to be remembered, in order to be renewed and rebirthed, regenerated and rejuvenated in the light and the truth of all that we are. And that state and condition of us being individually and collectively reattuned and realigned and restored in the essence and the truth of ourselves as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence is that which would constitute our liberation, that which constitutes our deliverance, that which constitutes our resurrection. And so it's very important that we have an understanding and an understanding as to what the methodology of oppression has been, which has been to oppress our cellular functioning, to make sure that our cells are so overburdened, overladen with toxicity and all manners of things that rob the temple of God, which is where we dwell in our bodies. These are the temples of the spirit of the true and living God, and the forces of darkness, or Satan, Lucifer, the devil, in which there is no being, no one being that equals God in its omnipotence, that is wicked, as wicked as God is good. There is no being that way. All of the satanic, Luciferian, and forces of the devil are intelligences that function distortedly, desperately, erroneously, thinking that they can be triumphant over the intelligence of existence and those who are points and beings of intelligences of existence, that they can capitalize and usurp and bastardize and profit and prosper from that usurpation, that devastation, that capitalization, that globalization, and think that there's some prosperity. And there is no prosperity, because we are all held by absolute law, the earth herself and the universes and within the cosmic, which is the ever expansiveness of the very presence and intelligence of that which we refer to as God, which is much greater than all of the gods and goddesses and lords and lordesses and the spiritual hierarchy of the spiritual worlds. That the intelligence of existence is awesome. There are innumerable, infinite universes within the cosmic itself, and everything is held by law. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted absolutely everything and everybody so much of itself as the evidence of its own love for itself and all else. And those of us who live in this now moment are coming forward in this lifetime to come to points and places where we have an understanding, an understanding, a resolute standing with that which is absolute. And that's how we can really come to a point where we have opportunity to get out of this thing alive. For the conspiracy is to try to make sure that we are not leaving the planet as living beings, that we are dying in our bodies, and that our bodies are so filled with so much toxicity and whatnot that they are no longer able to maintain and sustain the life and life force of a living spirit. And in that process of adulteration, in that process of dying from birth to death, they say, oh, well, as soon as you're born, you're beginning to die. But that's not really the case. The process is really maturation. We are those who are maturing. And as mature beings, we should come into the fullness of maturity as conscious immortals. We should be leaving the planet as matured beings, that the immature of us was still embryonic, God and goddess, having to have the practical experience and curriculum of manhood and womanhood, humanity, and coming to that point and place where we are able to internalize, utilize, synthesize, harmonize ourselves with absolute law and absolute order. and to come to that point and place where we mastered ourselves and we mastered our faculties and we were able to truly glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent by unlocking the secret, the keys to ourselves through our DNA, our genetic information, and which is our inheritance. There is nothing that these people can offer us in terms of education, religious training, socialization, and whatnot, and online courses that really gives rise to the greatness of who we are as a people when our DNA is on lockdown because of the proliferation of all of the chemicals and organisms and acidity and toxicity that is in our very tissues. We're in a now moment that requires us to take some time to really be completely committed to being ourselves, being in the truth and the light of ourselves, to come to a point and place where we will not say what we will not do in terms of that which will give us opportunity to walk in the fullness of the integrity and authenticity and authority of who we are as these points and parts of an absolute and supreme intelligence. There are those who say, well, I just can't give up this, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm saying that we're in a now moment where you should be willing to do whatever you have to do in order to truly glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent, people sacrificed for us. For all of us who live, we may have whatever criticisms and resentments and anger and unforgiveness about our parents, our grandparents, the people who we were around, our teachers or whatever. And I'm saying to you that if you are in a vibration where you can hear this programming, you need to just be in a consistent state of thanksgiving because you have the opportunity to represent your lineages in the establishment and to represent, you know, to really be the fulfillment of your lineages being qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet as well as beyond the planet. I've seen that so many times. It seems as though each family just has one person who's really committed to the process of self-unfoldment, self-actualization, self-development, and harmonization with absolute love and law and light and wisdom and truth and discipleship and whatnot. See, these are the things that the world makes it seem as though, oh, well, that's not for everybody. That was for Jesus. And because Jesus did it, then it excuses us from the opportunity to have to do it because nobody can do it because he did it. But that's not the truth. But that's what we want to believe is the truth. So your pastors and your preachers and your priests are not even striving to be as Christ-like as Christ is. We're in a moment where we have to realize that discipleship is the right and really should be the path of all living beings, all human beings, particularly because, see, the trees don't have to worry about how wicked they are. Neither do the birds or the bees or the rabbits or the fish. Or no other being has to really worry about functioning on behalf of distortion and dysfunction. All intelligence is so intelligent that it exerts a full life surge. It does that which is in its own best interest. It knows its kind. It perpetuates itself. It knows its food. It excretes its waste, and it responds appropriately, correctly, and directly to being under siege. And so those of us who are supposedly the most intelligent of the Creator's intelligences, who are not exalting a full life's urge, who would rather be wrong than right, who are arguing the points to realize that, no, you were given absolute and supreme intelligence that animates every atom and every cell of your being. If you don't want to function as absolute and supreme intelligence, it's because your behavior has been modified. You've been taught to love and to lust after things that will get you dead here. Put you in a vibration where your whole life is a part of the path of adulteration. At 21, we were called adults. You're an adult now, so you can drink now, you can smoke now, you can buy all kinds of poison, you can have babies, you can be as lawless as you want to be because there's nobody to really hold you accountable, and you can expose yourself to all of the lawlessness in the society in terms of the bars and the strip clubs and all of the other things, so that we completely are immersed in degradation, and we've been separated and divided as families against ourselves because that's the agenda. And so my point here is to remind you that nobody can license you, certify you, or degree you to be out of order with life itself. That there is no blessedness or no harmony, no prosperity, no peace, no poise, no power, no wealth that you could get when you are out of sync with the whole of existence itself. We have to come to a point and place where we are really caring to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, and rebirthed so that we can walk in the fullness of who we are, so that we are able to glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent, so that we are laying foundation for greater progeny and for the greatness of our lineages to come forward by virtue of us. See, now we have opportunity to remember and to give poor libations on behalf of those who've come before us, but really honoring our legacy, our lineages, really honoring our mothers and our fathers, really honoring and loving the Creator with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul is not something that you can just do with empty words that have no real substance, because you really don't want to be that right and that light and that clear and that clean and that intelligent and that loving, that wise and that powerful, that potent and that creative and that dynamic and that wealthy and that, you don't want to be that. But what else is there? What is the alternative? You can choose to reflect the reality of who and what you are as infinite and divine intelligence, or you can seek to stay marginalized, dumbed down, stupefied, and in a vibration where you are unable to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. But that path is the path of death. Because when you are able to really see and affirm and declare and know absolutely and assuredly that there is nothing outside of the intelligence of existence, and by virtue of each and every breath, by virtue of every beat of your heart, by virtue of every step that you make, you are doing so by virtue of the presence and the intelligence of that intelligence of existence, whose intelligence is your intelligence, whose presence is your presence. Being in distortion and degradation, being dirty and toxic, does not really it may misalign you with your truth, but it does not take the truth of you from you. That is still the truth of who and what we are, but you've been socialized and miseducated and religiously trained to accept things, other labels and things as your identity. That gives you substance. This is why people, you know, they act as though they are their jobs. And when their job's in, it's like they don't know what to do. And I'm like, be thankful that your job is ending, because there's no time when we haven't worked. They brought us here to work. We've been working this entire time. You understand? And it has taken, it's a dance. You know, it's a dance to be able to work consistently for decades and decades, and then also be able to have fulfilled your purpose in being. See, one doesn't necessarily lead to the other. That's why you find people who've been under different religious doctrines for 20, 30, 40 years, and they still don't know how to eat. They still have not exemplified the real light of what it is they were given. They are still so complacent and so complicit in their own annihilation and their own demise. They're digging their graves with their forks, and then they're fighting about it. They say, well, you know, Satan is not this little red devil with a pitchfork, but it is that which has encouraged you to use your fork and put at the end of the fork the flesh and carcass of a dead animal and shove that down your own throat, as well as the throats of your children, to create a hellacious situation called sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, deprivation, violation, molestation, rape, all of these things that are so prevalent and pervasive within the very fiber of the beings itself. That is the devil. That which divides, that which violates, that which annihilates, that which kills, that which creates dysfunction, disease, degradation, and whatnot. Because those are not the consequences, or that's not the order. That's not what you get from being in order. That's not what you get from being in law. That's what you get from being lawless, from ignoring that there is law that governs your life and being out of those laws or not being harmonized in those laws. See, the laws are working all the time. So literally, you can't be outside of the law. You can be unaware of the law. You can be ignorant of the law. You can ignore the law. But the law is still in full effect, that you are creating your life by virtue of the thoughts that you're thinking, by virtue of what it is you're lusting for, by virtue of what it is your heart is beating for, what is animating you, what's motivating you and your intentions, by virtue of how you are being here, whether you are manipulative and whether you are cutthroat and whether you are thuggish and roguish and whorish and all of these things. This is the evidence of who you worship. If that's your attitude and that's your energy, then you are plagued by the forces of Satan. They're permeating and penetrating every atom and every cell of your being. If you are filled with sickness, if you are filled with sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, that's still plagued of being out of sync with the laws of your being. Why? Because 9 times out of 10, the illnesses have come as a result of being in violation of the laws that govern existence. They say, and the primary law is love, is thou shalt not kill. So to feed off the flesh of dead animals is that which charges your blood with the violation of ignoring the fact that you should not be killing. And even though you may not have killed the animal, the fact that you are chewing and feeding off of its pain and its anguish and its frustration, because every intelligence is an intelligence. Every animal is an intelligence. Every animal had feelings and a way of being and was so intelligent that it knew its own kind. You don't find rabbits trying to mate with squirrels. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these people, these entities are not confused. But confusion is rampant within the human population, or the population that is kind of human. Those who look human, they walk human, they talk human, but they're not really human. And when you begin to read ancient texts and whatnot, it'll talk about how certain beings came to the earth and they made it with humanity or whatever, and it created a different species of people here, and that's how we were populated and all of that. I don't know, but I know this. There's absolute law that governs our lives, and those who have taken responsibility to miseducate, religiously train, violate, capitalize, globalize, and whatnot, that these people and they're continuing their Roman Empire, you know, the Greek Empire, whatever empire it was that decided that they're going to go on a world-conquering rampage, these people here are continuing that rampage. But as all of the other great civilizations fell, then what we are in the midst of and what we see is the fall of those empires as they have manifested today. They have fallen. There is no real power with them because their power was bluff. Their power is based on killing and war and fear and, you know, usurpation and devastation. That will get them completely eliminated from the face of the earth. We have to understand that there is absolute law that governs life, and that there are no beings that can be sustained indefinitely over time and timelessness out of harmony with the harmony of existence itself. And that harmony has to be cultivated with an absolute care and an absolute love for absolute light and absolute wisdom and a respect for the intelligence of existence, that which we refer to as God. If you do not respect other ones, then you do not respect God. You are not honoring that which you all refer to as God. It is not true that that's what you worship. They can talk about going to church and worshiping God, but when they come out of church and then they're legislating killing people, then know that their God is not the intelligence of existence, the creator of all. Their God is something different. Their God is the God of divisiveness and devilment and insecurity and fear. Their God will get them killed if that's their God. So that we have to look at the reality that the evidence of how people worship is based upon how they live and what they're creating. It said, you know the tree by the quality of fruit that it bears. You understand? So if you're creating death and disease and destruction and devastation and degradation, then no, you are Satan. You are Lucifer. You are the devil. And if you all have no strength left in you, no fight left in you, no care left in you, no love left in you, no peace, no truth, no joy left in you, no delight, no faith left in you, it's because you've been usurped. Because these entities are permeating and penetrating every fiber of your being. We have to come to a point and place to realize that your body temple has to be purified. It has to be cleared and cleansed. That there's nothing that man can create that is greater than the intelligence of existence, that is more responsive than the intelligence of existence. But your whole heart has to be in it. Your intent has to be in it. Your will has to be in it. Your faith has to be in it. Your care has to be in it. You have to want being whole, being cleared, being cleansed, being renewed and rebirthed. Birth more than you've ever wanted any woman, any man, any condition, any circumstances, any job, any amount of money, anything you have to want. Being in the integrity of the truth of yourself. And because we've been poisoned all of our lives, and you got to get really aggressive. You can't think that just changing your diet is enough. Changing your diet is not enough when you've been poisoned 30, 40, 50 years. You've got to get this stuff out of your body temple to reconsecrate the body temple as a place of wholeness. See, holiness, a place of wholeness, so that spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychically, creatively, dynamically, powerfully, financially, materially, you are exemplifying the wholeness of the whole of existence itself, that there is abundance, there is light, there is love, there is truth, there is peace, there is poise, there is power, there is health, and that is your wealth. They've hoodwinked and bamboozled you to think that paper is wealth. Paper is not wealth, paper is paper. Paper is not even as valuable as the trees that it comes from. And the trees are like the neurological brain of the earth herself. You know what I'm saying? We have to come to a point and place where we respect more of what the creator has created than what man has created. Y'all focusing on what man has created. I'm telling you, the man and the man who creates all of this devastation is a dead man already. He's dead man walking. You can't follow him and come to life, come to eternal life, come to truth, come to bear who you really be as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. When you love dying, you love killing yourself, you love being wrong, then prepare yourself for the suffering and sickness. Don't expect that when you cannot respect other ones and you violate other beings and you can't operate with love, particularly when you say that's what you're about, when you, you know, promote and prophesy and, you know, talk about being so conscious and whatnot. Everything and everybody is conscious of something. So there's no such thing as an unconscious person. You understand? Even those who are in the hospital, they say, oh, he's unconscious. You just don't know what level of consciousness he's at. So to be conscious enough to know that you are held by absolute law and the absolute law is love, then you need to walk a certain kind of way. You need to speak a certain kind of way. You need to handle people a certain kind of way. You can't be any kind of way with good people, particularly with good folk. And with those who ain't good, you need to stay away from them so that you don't inherit and be absorbed in all of the negativity and the foolishness and the low vibrations and the, you know, the stench of being out of order, being filled with all kinds of rotting carcasses and the stench of death. Death don't just come on you. You can see death walking in people. Shutting them down. Death is a process. So all of you who feel as though, oh, well, it's a process. No, death is the process, and that's the process that you've been on for so long, because that's what the system has perpetuated. And in order to reverse that, you got to be completely caring, intensely intentional about being realigned, restored in the integrity of that which you are as intelligence of existence itself. Nothing else is going to really work. We can pat ourselves on the back for whatever effort we make, but when you live in the reality of an absolute and eternal presence and it say, ask and it will be given, to knock and the door shall be open, to seek and you will find, when it told you to love it with all your body, heart, mind, life, and soul, to love your neighbors as you love yourself, to pray without ceasing, then that's what you should do. Do it. Because you will not get the results of having done it if you don't do it. You're in a now moment where you have the opportunity to be attuned to the voice of resurrection, supporting you in remembering that you are a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And now is your time to accept the fullness of yourself. This is Adama, and you're in tune to WRFG Atlanta.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, and to love, pure and chaste from afar to try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is not where to follow. Question a pause to be willing to march, march into hell for that heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest. Covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable.
Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with an opportunity to get beyond a lot of the boxes and limited frames of reference that we have been socialized to accept as our truth and our reality. And this program is intended to make sure that we really come to realize the real I that truly sees in each of us and through all beings. It's intended to make sure that we have greater leverage in being able to respond appropriately and correctly now that we understand that those who are government, those who are the major players in terms of those who are responsible for religiously training masses of people, those who are the corporate entities or the corporate deities of death, to realize that very few of them have our best interests at heart. So we're now in a moment where, and we've been in a moment where we should have always had our own best interests at heart. And now that we are seeing just so much of the devastation that leaving our best interest to those who don't have our best interest, how it creates more devastation and bastardization and limitations for us. Now we are willing to step outside the boxes. I'm here to encourage you to know that in each now moment, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, what your hue is, what your color is, what your sexual preference is, what your gender orientation is. It doesn't matter what languages you speak or whether you're literate or educated or have money or don't have money. We all share this phenomenal reality called life. And we each are animated, enlivened, permeated, and penetrated by the intelligence of existence that is so intelligent that there is nowhere where it is not. It is so intelligent that it has figured out a way to give and to bless absolutely everything and everybody with so much of itself. It is so loving, so kind, so gracious, so beneficent. Then it gave us laws in order to navigate while we're on a planet that is in absolute order by virtue of its presence and its intelligence, so that we are able to really thrive in our living, that we are able to really rejoice and delight in the blessing and the gift of being, that we are able to represent lineages of people and have been given or have been entrusted with the Creator's own faith in us to be the perpetuator of those lineages of great ones with the responsibility of bringing forth even greater ones. I'm here to remind you that there is so much more to life than making money, generating money, having money as your primary goal and objective for what is the standard and the measure of your success. I'm here to remind you that you yourself, butt naked, have more value than all of the money that has ever been printed in all of the currencies, regardless of whose head is on it. That in relationship to being a living intelligence, one that has the opportunity to choose to be potent as an immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. That is ever expanded. It is limitless as well as we are limitless, because that which is the foundation of our existence is eternal. And as these points of an absolute and eternal presence, then our gift has to be immortality. Because that presence that animates us, that maintains and sustains all of existence itself from beginninglessness to endlessness and all of that which is in between, is ever expanding, never stagnant. And now we are in a moment of eternity that requires us to realize just how gifted and how blessed we are with each and every breath we take and every beat of our heart, regardless of how much paper you have, regardless of whether you have a bank account or not. We keep giving our money back to the bank because the money don't belong to us anyway. But we should belong to ourselves. And we belong to the whole of existence itself. But in our belonging to the whole, we should be whole as beings, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as materially. We were not gifted to the earth, which is the realm of material existence, to have nothing And to leave it without even having the integrity of the wealth of ourselves, that is not the will of existence. It is not the intelligence of that which we would refer to as God, which is beyond all gods. You can put all of the gods, all of the goddesses, all of the lords, all of the lordesses, and the fullness of all of the spiritual worlds and their intelligences together, and you still will not have the fullness of that which is the creator of all. And in order to walk as a liberated being, you must know the difference in that which is the creator of all. Because we have been undermined, we have been usurped, we have been oppressed and suppressed, depressed, because we have been misaligned and miseducated and religiously trained to conceptualize and to think that there is a being called God that lives in a particular heaven, and not to say that there isn't, but that that being is the creator of all. And I'm here to tell you that we have been under God's spells of gods, and that the gods, just like people, just like men, just like women, are all individual expressions of that absolute and supreme intelligence under their own name and personality, just like we are. So in the course of there being billions of people, we're not all the same people. We're made of the same stuff. We're not thinking the same thoughts. We're not doing the same things. We're not caring the same way. We're not living with the same intention. We're different. So are the gods, as well as the goddesses and the lords and the lordesses and the saints and the saviors and the prophets. We each have inherited so much intelligence, and those who would apply themselves wholeheartedly to functioning as supreme intelligence have opportunity to graduate greater and greater classes or curriculums in this conscious evolutionary unfoldment towards immortality. And so I'm here to encourage you to realize that we are here on divine mission and divine purpose to develop and to unfold and to mature as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence whose presence is absolute and supreme. And that we, as liberated beings, would be functioning as absolute and supreme intelligence. But are you asking for that? See, we were told, ask and it shall be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find. But there has been education and commercialization and all of these initiatives and agendas to color our ability to see, to put us in vibration where we look but we don't see. We're in the midst of but we don't realize. We are held by but we are not acknowledging. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, but we've been stupefied, we've been dumbed down, we've been oppressed and suppressed and bastardized and usurped and enslaved and employed to the degree to which we don't have the time, don't take the time, don't make the time, don't feel as though we are here to use our time to come into timelessness, to realize the real I that we each are, so that we can truly be actualized as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence directly. And so we settle for so little, asking to be millionaires and billionaires. And, you know, most of us don't have a referent for life based upon, you know, currency or based upon that vibration. You can, you know, be focused on generating resources and having products and, you know, being big ballers and big businessmen and women, and that's fine. It's okay, because that's a part of some of our learning, our lessons, our unfoldment based upon our inherent talent, skills, abilities. Everybody's not intended to be millionaires or billionaires. Nobody can stop you if that's what your objective is, but you have to realize that everything happens by law, and you can achieve whatever it is you would care to achieve, but you have to do it in a lawful manner. You have to apply yourself towards that which really secures your success in that way, on that path. And there really is no success on any real path that is worth walking that does not require you to discipline yourself, to master yourself, to come into a point and place where you are enriching the substance and the presence of yourself, to come to a point and place where you are able to tap into infinite and divine intelligence, to come to a point and place where your own talent, skills, and abilities have been acclimated and activated towards the day and timelessness in which you're living, so that you are able to fulfill the need that actually is, or create something that has real value and substance based upon the value and the substance of your own thought. But if you're not thinking, and you have been more focused and oriented towards what men create and what men say and what men do, to the degree to which you never really get into the inner works that are required in order to externalize greatness, there has to be greatness in you that you have to ask for. Because if you don't ask for it, if you don't tap it, if you don't have a conscious intention towards it, then you can come from great ones, as all of us do, but the manifestation of our greatness is based upon what we have chosen to apply ourselves to in our now moment. And to be proficient in one area of life does not make you a whole being, nor does it make you a liberated being, nor does it make you a really highly ethical being. It just means that you were diligent and disciplined enough to focus in that particular area where you had passion, where you had intention, where you had determination, where you persisted, so that you accomplish based upon utilizing the same laws. I'm just here to encourage you to care enough about developing, unfolding, and being on the path of maturation and eternal life, so that you can truly succeed in getting off the planet alive as a living being. And it's true that many people would never care to do that. And that's fine for them if they would not choose that. And some would never think that that's what their choice is, because they've already accepted death as their finality, as their fate, as their destiny. And not even realizing what death truly is. And so when we've been socialized, religiously trained, and miseducated to not understand what life is, not understand what death is, not understand what it is to be womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, or men, the progenitor of lineages, not to know how to parent, how to have relationships, how to heal ourselves, how to eat, how to cleanse, how to really maintain our own bodies, our temples, our vehicles for this earthly, material, corporal manifestation of our lives, then it's no wonder why everybody is running amok. And to be concerned about dying and going to hell, or dying and going to heaven when you're already in heaven, and when you don't know yourself, that which is your truth, your creator, the intelligence of your being, how to feed, how to cleanse, how to heal, how to eat, how to love, how to be, then you're already in hell at the same time. And so I'm encouraging you to choose. You can have more hell upon the planet and more hell once you leave the planet. If you're just attuning to hellaciousness and the path of being hell-bent on being hellaciously hell-bound because you're wrong. And wrong means that you're not in alignment with the laws of life itself. That's not to put a judgment on you in terms of or condemn you based upon your being uncouth and unclean and unhealthy and sick and vile and nasty, dirty, mean, murderous, rapist. I mean, there are so many things that we have become or those have become because they did not allow their inner I, their spirit, to really, really quest for that which would allow them to be in degrees of joy and happiness and integrity and rightness and righteousness and peace and poise and delight and joy and happiness and honor, which are the natural unfoldment and consequences of being in alignment. And so those who were misled to feel as though the only right one, the only perfect one, the only real one was Jesus. And now that he's dead and resurrected and gone to sit at the right hand of God the Father and become all of that, that nobody else has opportunity to do that because he's already done it. It's already done. And the rest of you just have to be pathetic with your imperfections, with your sinfulness. Don't worry about being perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. Jesus was the only perfect one. Enjoy your sinfulness and just come to church on Sundays and pray and ask God to, through the pastor to help you, redeem you, say a prayer for you, confess your sins to the priest, then go back to your wicked ways because you are naturally wicked, sinful. That's all you're going to be. Just have a little grace. Father, have a little mercy. Call on Jesus as your salvation while you keep killing yourself and pitching that fork of the devil down your throat with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially sweetened, degerminated white flour, artificial food, microwave, canned food, styrofoam, eating. These people got us acting like we got dang goats. You can eat any dang going thing. And put you in a position where you don't even care to be right. That's wicked. And I'm telling you that regardless of all of that, and all of that is all pervasive, but it's not more pervasive than the fullness of the order and the intelligence of existence, which holds the earth like a book in the period of a sentence. You remember when we were young, they used to have the encyclopedia salesmen. And in order to get the encyclopedia, you had to get the whole set. I mean, how many pages was that? Volumes and volumes. And I'm just saying to you is that there is no end to existence itself and the intelligence of existence and this thing that we call universe and space and cosmos. The cosmic is the fullness of the expansiveness of the presence of that absolute and eternal presence. And we are in a now moment where we can access it as Yeshua, Jesus, Osiris, Horus, whoever you want to call on, whoever you want to acknowledge as the son of that intelligence, you can shine and blaze just as it did just as they did. But you have to know that. You have to believe that. You have to take that into your own spirit. You understand? You cannot accept the lies, the compromises, misalignment, and death as your destiny when it is the evidence of having been wrong for too long, been out of alignment. These people aborted their natural right because they love being wrong, so that now everybody's having to march for their rights because they're civilly wrong. There is no man who can grant you freedom or liberation. There are those men who feel as though they have the power to take away your freedom, to enslave you, capitalize off of you, and everything and everybody, so that they can prosper. And that thought and mentality is the evidence of their inherent stupidity. Because everything happens by law, and it still is lawful. That, yes, you can put an agenda out there. Yes, you can make it your intent to go throughout Africa on these killing sprees called safaris, and, you know, and mount the big heads and take the skins and have them as your rugs. And you can go forward and trap people and incarcerate people and whatnot, and sentence them so that your capitalistic system has slaves to continually work it and make the uniforms for the soldiers and make the things for the postal workers and make this and make that and do the other, and then ship all the other jobs out to foreigners who will work and do it for pennies so that you don't have to pay dollars. There is no prosperity where there is no light. There is no prosperity where there is no love. There is no prosperity where there is no commitment to truth. There is no prosperity where there is greed and envy and unrightness and filth and degradation and abominations. There is no prosperity through usurpation, bastardization, war. There is no prosperity off of a food industry that perpetuates death, that perpetuates the drug industries. And then you lie and say you got a war on drugs, but you are drug pushers, that most of your money, your taxes and whatnot, is from the legalized drugs of the alcohol and the tobacco, and then all of the other drugs that you are in business for, in terms of Afghanistan and the poppies and all of these other ones that you mask, that your whole regime is based on drugs and drugging, dumbing down. We're in a now moment where those of us who really live have to realize that the flag that we are under, it's the sun and the moon and the stars and the limitlessness of all of existence. This is a flag that we're under already, that we cannot have any citizenship that has precedence over our cosmic citizenship and be rightly aligned. True patriotism is a commitment to the whole of existence and being whole as a point of existence, and honoring the right of all beings to have their lives, because we have one parentage. We've been given laws, and there is an absolute and eternal government, that the government of men, if they were wise, would harmonize with, so that that which they do would benefit the earth, the earth's creatures, and all of the people of the earth, both humanity, mankind, and the ascendants and descendants of those. If there was a true intent towards wealth and prosperity, richness, then there would be the proper orientation towards law and light and love and honor and high ethic and morality and wholeness and purpose in being. We are in a now moment where we do not have to follow those who are leading you like sheep and like cattle and like pigs and like chickens to an untimely demise, to your grave, through sickness, illness, and disease, from feeding off of cows and sheep and goats and turkeys and chickens and fish and crab and lobsters and sushi and all of these other beings that have been violated, frustrated, shot up with all kinds of poisons, nitrates, chemicals, so that your blood bears the violation. And as long as your blood bears the violation of violated beings, then disease, dis-ease, that becomes disease over time, is very difficult to clear without the intention of allowing all beings to have their freedom by being in alignment with life itself, to honor life and the rights of all beings to their purposes in being, of which none were purposed to rot in our own intestines and turn our body temples into cemeteries. That is the path of death. And now you can choose to step completely off by asking, by affirming, by declaring, I am completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of all that I am as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive, never absent, fills all spaces, and is my source. And the source of all being. It's your choice. You're in a now moment of eternity where you should be excited, enthusiastic, zealous, completely faith-filled in knowing that that choice is yours. You're in tune to Thursday night. Ooh, the meeting of the inner circle. Right here on your station for progressive information. WRFG 89.3 FM. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.